Black River Falls Republican Terry Musser says part of the reason he's stepping down from the assembly seat he's held since 1984 is the way he was treated by some of his GOP colleagues this year. Musser was the Republican sponsor of a bill that's now law that requires hospitals to tell rape victims about emergency contraception and supply it if victims ask for it. Musser says he took a lot of heat from some of his fellow assembly Republicans who did not like the plan, and it carried over for the rest of the session.
If there was a straw that broke the camel's back, that was it. I was been around a long time, seen, I thought, everything. But the the personal attacks on that bill, I mean, I had caucus members who I thought even were friends, calling me a liar.
Musser says politics has become much more partisan since he was first elected, and that anyone who shows a genuine interest in working with lawmakers from the other party is looked at, as he put it, weirdly.
Some of the people are going to run for my seat. I've told them that, in our districts, we have 30% Democrats, 30% Republicans. So neither extreme is going to get you elected. You got to work with the 40% independents in the middle. And I think that's what people expect when they send you down here.
This past session was trying for Musser in other ways. He offered to resign his position as chair of the Assembly Veterans and Military Affairs Committee after it was revealed he had misrepresented himself as a former Green Beret. Musser did serve in the Army, including two tours in Vietnam. Musser is the sixth GOP representative to announce plans to leave the Assembly, where Republicans hold a slim 52-47 seat edge. Five Assembly Democrats have also announced they're moving on. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.